Citizens of Australia, my name is Brett Kenobi. Many of you are aware by now of what's really going on in the world, but for those of you who aren't, for those of you who still haven't figured it out yet, let me get you up to speed. For nearly 2 years, our country has been decimated and held captive by a satanic shadow government of unelected, malevolent psychopaths and global organisations that aim to destroy our freedoms, our sovereignty and our future. Many of these NGOs you are probably familiar with, but there are others that hide in the shadows of anonymity that you would never have heard of, and of course, there are the frontmen. They have always been there, and they are slowly but surely being forced out into the light. They have been attempting to, and succeeding in, subverting our democracy, corrupting our politicians, and infiltrating our government and institutions during their decades-long campaign of complete dominance over the global population. But don't take my word for it. Listen to this piece of shit.
And for the international order that we have worked for generations to build. Ordinary men and women are too small-minded to govern their own affairs. And order and progress can only come when individuals surrender their rights to an all-powerful sovereign.
We're at war, but it's not a kinetic war with guns, tanks, and bombs. It's an information war using propaganda, lies, misdirection, and half-truths. Silent weapons for a quiet war in a coordinated attack on our collective psyche.
Without checking facts first.
Unfortunately, some members of the media use their platforms to push their own personal bias and agenda to control exactly what people think.
And this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
Their agenda is simple. Depopulation and sterilization through the COVID vaccine and absolute control over whoever is left under a global communist one world government. Either you comply and enable your own enslavement or you become part of the resistance. There is no sitting on the fence in this story. Our compliance is exactly what got us to this point. Families and businesses have been destroyed by one lie after another in an endless stream of bullshit designed to keep you confused. And all the while, the corporations and individuals are making billions from our suffering. Citizens across our nation are begging for a way out of our impending medical technocratic nightmare. Those of us who are awake already know exactly what's going on. Those that are still asleep will find out soon enough. Yet sadly, a lot of our population just don't seem to care. While the reality from the outside looks like our government is trying to save us from a deadly pandemic, nothing can be further from the truth. They are forcing us into a socialist, one-world government-controlled society dominated by the 1%, where you will have no rights, no choice, no recourse, and no free will. When the actual truth of our reality becomes apparent, and it will eventually, there will be nowhere for these traitors to hide, and there will be no denying it. We have hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of patriots patiently standing at the ready to take back our country and defend our values, our morals, our way of life, and the lives of the ones we love. It's way past time we took action. 2 weeks to flatten the curve has turned into 3 stabs to keep your job and feed your family, and there will be more stabs to come. We, the people of Australia, are pissed off and we've had enough. End of fucking story. No more masks, social distancing, stupid green stickers, QR check-ins, lockdowns, curfews, unlawful fines, quarantines, vaccine passports, and no more compliance. We are free and sovereign beings, and we are born with inalienable rights until the day we depart this earth. To the various individuals who have betrayed us, committed treason, and led us to ruin, whether you were bribed, threatened, or blackmailed, it really doesn't matter at this point. No one elected you to make threats against us. Who do you think you are? Our freedom is not yours to give back. You have betrayed the very people who trusted you, and when the truth is revealed, nothing can stop what is coming. An army of digital soldiers have uncovered and shared more than enough evidence of your connections and crimes already, and it's only a matter of time before you are held to account. You can't hide the mounting evidence from coming out, and there will be no escape. And thanks to your recent actions, we now know exactly who you are. This is our country. It belongs to us, and we are taking it back. The ones who hide in the shadows and in the swamp will learn soon enough. We will not hand our nation over to inbred globalist filth who only serve the dark side of humanity. And we will not be poisoned with an experimental DNA altering injection disguised as a vaccine in a worldwide technocratic takeover. Remember these words. You can comply your way into socialism, but you have to shoot your way out. So let's stop it before it gets that far. We are awake and we are aware. Get off your knees, Australia. It's time to take action. This nation belongs to us, and we will not just sit by and let it be taken. time to direct our focus and energy to the enemy of the people, fake news legacy media. This is not a call for violence, but if you see these parasites in the streets, tell them exactly what you think of them and their masters. One final question to the politicians and bureaucrats. Did you really think you were going to get away with it? To my fellow Australians, do not comply. Do not consent. The resistance is growing and it's time for you to be a part of it. Once again, I'm Brett Kenobi, and I'll see you in this life or the next. Peace.